Exclusive, Representative Buddy Carter. MLB strikes out with All-Star Game decision. By Representative Buddy Carter, RGA, on April 6, 2021. As Terrence Mann said in Field of Dreams, the one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. Nothing is more American than baseball and free and fair elections. That was true until Major League Baseball, MLB, America's oldest major professional sports league, succumbed to the cancel culture just one day after opening day. There's nothing American about a woke mob so powerful it controls everything from boardrooms to book deals. Let's remember how this all started, an election integrity law. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent, we should all want fair, honest and accurate elections. It's the foundation of American democracy. Georgia's new election law took significant steps to create a more efficient and transparent system and ensure that voting in our state is a secure and trusted process. But Democrats, from the General Assembly to the White House, and their allies in the media and Hollywood launched a smear campaign against it. And who has paid the price? The good people of Georgia who have lost the economic boost the All-Star Game would have brought to our state. But the cost is more than lost dollars to our state. President Trump was exactly right when he said that MLB left Atlanta with their All-Star Game because they are afraid of the radical left Democrats who do not want voter ID, which is desperately needed. It's not the radical left Democrats that should alarm us. It's their determination to silence and stop anyone they disagree with. And we need corporate America's willingness to capitulate to their demands. Every time a private company caves to the pressure from the liberal mob, that mob gets a little larger and a little more powerful, all the while redoubling their efforts to silence anyone with whom they disagree. Think about the times they've exerted their power. They made Mr. Potato Head gender neutral. They have canceled Dr. Seuss, Pepe Le Pew, Gina Carano, Peter Pan, Dumbo, the Aristocats, and Captain Underpants. And that's just in the last 6 weeks. Meanwhile, MLB continues its relationship with communist nations who view America as the enemy. MLB has grown its development center in China over the last decade, turning a blind eye to the communist Chinese regime's atrocities. Forget about the voting rights of the Chinese. What about their basic human rights that are continually under attack from their own government? What about the genocide of the Uyghur people? That's all fine with MLB. The hypocrisy abounds. Georgians lament the potential economic boost we lost. But what concerns, and infuriates, us most is the emboldened woke mob and the frightening number of those who are willing to cave to it. We must stand together and fight back against the irreparable harm the cancel culture inflicts because we know what will happen if we do not. We will lose the America we know and love. If the woke mob is allowed to continue down the path it is on, this country would become completely unrecognizable to our founding fathers, who valued freedom of speech and diversity of opinion. It would look more like communist China, where you are told exactly what to think by an oppressive regime, than the United States of America. It is incumbent upon us to protect our country for future generations. And so I ask you to stand with me and fight back against the cancel culture created by the liberal mob. Buddy Carter represents Georgia's first congressional district in Congress. He lives in Pooler, Georgia, and is a lifelong Braves fan.